The blades on two wind turbines east of Highway 41 in Fond du Lac County cut through the air on a windy winter's day. If a private developer and four Wisconsin utilities have their wish, there'll soon be 133 taller turbines popping up west of the highway on several square miles of farmland between the town of Byron and the Horicon National Wildlife Refuge. The developer is a Chicago-based firm, Invenergy Wind. It's been lining up 20-year easements and cropland reimbursement deals with 60 landowners who want at least one turbine on their property.
It'd be nice. Wouldn't bother me a bit.
Donald Sampson stands outside the back door of his farmhouse and looks at the land he's worked for 70 years. His turbine would be on a hill a quarter mile from the house. Sampson says he's getting involved in the Forward Wind Energy Center because Wisconsin needs more renewable sources of energy.
We should harvest more power from the air and from the water and also from the sun instead of the oil.
Sampson says he's a federal retiree and contends he doesn't really need the $4,000 Invenergy plans to pay him every year. He says he doesn't worry about tornadoes damaging the turbine or the safety of underground cables that would connect the turbine to the electrical grid, or even about the possibility of lowered property values. He says those and other concerns raised by local wind farm opponents are just a sign of their disappointment at not being asked to be part of the project.
Come here, Beaner. Come on, girl.
Wind farm critic Kurt Kinshue plays with his dog Beaner in front of the dream home he and his wife have built in the town of Byron. Kinshue bought 25 acres of old farmland from his parents and enjoys planting trees and seeing a lot of wildlife. But Kinshue runs a small business out of his home and says he'd be stuck seeing 15 wind turbines.
I mean, as I look out toward the road right now, I mean, I can see one power pole that's 40 feet high, but these turbines are 388 feet high. Personally, it'll bother me. As I sit in my office, I work from my home, I'll be looking at these every day.
The wind farm project is more than an aesthetic issue. Kinshue and others say they're also worried about birds. Horicon Marsh is pretty much frozen over this time of year, leaving mainly crows to rule the local skies. But for most of the year, the vast wetland teems with geese, ducks, and other birds, many of them migrating and snacking in the nearby farm fields. The thought of 133 wind turbines going on high ground close to the marsh has raised concerns for some bird experts. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has sent the State Public Service Commission a letter asking that the turbines be at least 2 miles from the refuge. Refuge biologist Wendy Wojcik says her agency wants to minimize the number of birds and bats that would fly into the turbines.
Some of the weaker flyers might get swept into the blades, and, you know, if we have dense fog or something where they can't see the towers, or, you know, we're just looking at kind of all the effects that might happen.
Others have another reason for protecting the birds. Jim Koblenz lives in nearby South Byron. He says there are several prime waterfowl hunting areas near the proposed wind farm that he wants to see full of flyers.
There's plenty of other places in the state of Wisconsin and plenty of other places in Wyoming and Montana to put wind turbines that are less populated, that do not have the bird traffic. There's just better locations for this.
But Wisconsin utilities are under orders to get more of their electricity from renewable sources, and the developer, Invenergy, says the ridge or escarpment east of Horicon Marsh is a very reliable and economically viable place for wind power. The proposed site is also near existing transmission lines. Company consultant Neil Palmer contends there would not be a significant impact on the bird population.
When one looks at the technical data, would lead you to believe that it is not as big an issue as being raised by many, many people who I believe are doing it out of legitimate kind of emotional concern. But the data doesn't support the level of concern we're seeing some people exhibit.
For the first time for a proposed wind farm in Wisconsin, the Forward Project has to go through a state licensing process. The Public Service Commission is writing a draft environmental impact statement. Public hearings on that document will take place this spring. Tonight in the town of Byron, some wind farm opponents will try to get the town board to listen to their concerns. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.